Welcome to Chic Perspectives. I am your host, Dana Barrett, and we are doing a special edition of Chic Perspectives today. It is the Pro Win special. We like to do this about once a quarter, bring in some of the lovely ladies from Pro Win and find out what's going on in that organization and what's going on with them and their businesses. And today is no different. My partner, Elizabeth Gordon, is out today, so I'm holding down the fort. But I've got some great guests in the studio and hopefully one more latecomer who will wander in at some point. But right now joining me is Lorna Rasmussen. Did I say it right?
You did.
Excellent. And also we have Sandy Jones, easy name. So welcome both of you.
Thank you.
And let's just start before we're going to bide our time a little bit and see if Lori Kay shows up. But so let's just start by talking a little bit about Pro Win. Now, I've been hanging around Pro Win a little bit for the last year or so. But tell me how you ladies got involved with Pro Win and how you've found it to be and how long you've been involved in all that business. So let's start with you, Sandy.
Well, I ran into Pro Win at one of the Buckhead Business Association's Best of Buckhead.
Okay.
And one of an acquaintance that I'd met somewhere in my networking was actually there at the table and said, well, you need to come as my guest. So that took, it didn't happen that year, but then I saw her the next year and it did happen that next year. So I've just paid my dues for the second time. So I've just been a member for a year last July.
Okay.
And I really love Pro Win.
Yeah.
It's one of the few organizations that I belong to. I like not having to be someplace every single Monday or every single Wednesday. I like having it every other month.
Yeah.
You make more of an effort to be there. It just makes it more important to me to be there. And the speakers are fabulous. And I've been a sponsor for the lunch. I've been a sponsor, a table sponsor. And so you get your name out, and it's really been just wonderful. I've enjoyed the friendships that I've made, and it's just really been very wonderful.
I think you're totally right about a regular thing. I mean, I've been invited occasionally to weekly things, and I think to myself, oh God, I can't do another, you know what I mean? I can't do another thing every week. I'm going to shoot myself. Like, you know, you just can't, it's too much, but you're right. Every other month is like you actually look forward to it. That's nice. So we have a newcomer into the studio wandering in a couple of minutes late.
Yeah, parking was a little bit of an issue.
Pull that mic up a little closer so we can hear you.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
You come early for a sound check, right?
Yeah, you know. We roll the dice here. We play it by ear. So
excellent.
We were waiting for you. We left the door open for you.
Yes, thank
so,
you.
So joining us now, is it Lori Kay? Is that how you say it?
Yeah,
Lori Kay Stone, photographer extraordinaire.
Yep.
So we'll get to you. We're just chatting about ProWin for a minute before we dig into you guys' businesses. I can't say all that without another cup of coffee this morning. So, Lorna, let's talk about you. ProWin, how long?
I had just a couple of months as an official member.
Oh, yeah?
But I had been attempting to go to meetings. I've gone to a number of meetings years ago. Actually, I think when it first started, I had gone to a couple of meetings. Very impressed with the people. And that's the thing that they kind of tout is the relationships, and I can see that having now become a member, that when you show up regularly, which again isn't that challenging because it's not that regular,
right?
But that you start to create relationships with people, and I've really created some wonderful relationships, and actually some very nice business came out of it. So I'm happy from that perspective as well. But I think ProWin fits into networking in the sense that it's there to help. We're helping each other. And, you know, women have not perfected the old boys network. ProWin is a kind of a way of having the old girls network.
Yeah. Let's not say old. We don't like to call ourselves old.
We do not want to refer to ourselves as
like old. The hot mama's network or something. I don't know. We need to come up with something better.
Right.
Somehow the good old boys don't mind that, but it's not the same for us. I don't know why that is. And Lori Kay, how long have you been involved with ProWin?
I'm actually very new. I just started. I've heard about it for years. The president-to-be is a very good friend of mine for the last 8 years, and I've kept hearing her talk about ProWin and all the different ways that she's benefited from them, all the great camaraderie there is there. And I've been interested, but I was so burned out, like you guys were mentioning, on networking groups. And I just got to the point where I was like, it needs to be just the right networking group for me to take my time to go and do. And so I was resistant, but I kept running into people that I really admired who were a member of ProWin. And I kept going, this keeps coming up. And then she asked me if I was interested in being a sponsor and taking photographs at all the events. And I thought, that can't hurt. Oh, I'm up. And I went to the first one, and I was just so impressed.
Yeah.
The women just came right up and talked to me. There was none of that cattiness. There was none of the things that I didn't want and all the things I did want. And yeah. I was just thrilled to death, and I'm so excited to be a part of it.
I think it's also really interesting because, you know, we're all talking about how burnt out you can get networking. And one of the worst things I feel like is when you go to these networking events sometimes and you're, you know, people, everyone's just sort of throwing their business cards at each other and, you know, maybe having kind of a crappy glass of wine in a plastic cup or, you know what I mean? And some sort of subpar hors d'oeuvres or something. And you're, and you get home with this stack of business cards and maybe there's one in that stack that's actually a prospect for you. And the rest was just, you know, you running your mouth, them running their mouths, and that's it. And you just sort of got home and go like, why did I just spend a couple hours doing that? Don't I have laundry to do? Or, you know, I don't know.
I actually did end up with three really great leads. Two of them have already panned out for me. And it wasn't like that at all. And I really enjoyed that. It was very specific. People really wanted to talk to you and find out exactly what it is that you do. And the speaker, she was phenomenal. She talked about branding, and she really, mm-hmm. really did a great job. Professional, very professional organization.
Yeah, and I think it's nice also to have newbies in here because you're all kind of newbies in a way to ProWin. And sometimes when we do the special, we have all people that have been around ProWin for years. So it's interesting, you know, to get the newbie perspective. But, you know, I think it's also interesting the different types of businesses. It's not like you're getting all one type of business. And I think that's very well represented in the room today because mm-hmm. we have jewelry, photography, and law. And I don't know how we're going to make that work in one radio show, but we are going to make that work. So let's start to talk to you, Sandy, a little bit about your business, one that's near and dear to my heart. I mean, what woman doesn't love jewelry? So
the number one gift that women really want is jewelry. Forget the flowers. Forget the chocolate. Chocolate makes us heavy unless it's healthy chocolate. And flowers die. Who wants to give you something that dies? Spend a little bit more money, give them something that they want.
Get some jewelry.
I started, 31 years ago working as a salesperson at Charles Willis and learned to string pearls.
Oh, yeah?
And that's what started me. I got some money from my father-in-law several years later, went to the mart, bought a bunch of beads, and sold them in 3 months. My husband, the accountant, said, this is a business.
Yeah.
Get a business license, get a resale number, make it work. Well, I was the mother of one, and I was able to stay home and raise all three of my children who are now 29 to 24. And it's just been a marvelous avocation as well as love.
Yeah. So the business is called Pearlworks.
It's Pearlworks by Sandy Jones.
Okay.
But I originally started out as Sandy Serendipities. In 1984. That
okay.
was my first name. And then I changed it in 96 to Pearlworks. And then eventually, 5 years later, Pearlworks by Sandy Jones, because the industry was confused. They knew who Sandy Jones was. They knew who Pearlworks was. But they didn't know that I was the same person. And I did the big stores, Saks, Neiman's, you know, stuff all over the United States. I'm a one-person operation. I can't keep up with that.
Yeah.
So I've now scaled back, and I'm doing what we call in the industry mom and pops.
Okay.
Who are much more fun to deal with. You can deal with them on a one-to-one basis. You can do a small trunk show. You can have them send you special orders. Since everything is one of a kind, I make it to order. Let's make it to fit the client, not wait 8 weeks for somebody and then send it back to the vendor and say, well, we don't make it but 16 inches.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm in a personal thing. So what I'm doing is I'm relaunching Sandy Serendipities, doing silver jewelry, because Pearlworks by Sandy Jones is gold and platinum,
okay.
high-end things, then 18 karat, 20, 22 karat, and platinum,
okay.
precious stones. And
so not all pearls?
No.
Okay.
I just happen to work with pearls, but I do pearls mixed with all sorts of other things.
Okay.
So now I'm going to be relaunching in the next several weeks a Sandy Serendipities, and will be on Pink Calyx, which is a wonderful internet selling platform where it's jewelry for a cause. And not only do you as a buyer buying something from their site get to give a percentage of your sale that you're giving them to a charity, all of the vendors support a charity. My charity is Wounded Warrior Project.
Okay. Want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, if we didn't have these brave young men and women protecting us, we could not live the lifestyle we live.
Sure.
And when a soldier is injured in the theater of battle, they are evacuated to Germany all of their stuff is still back at the barracks in whatever country they were in. They have absolutely nothing but the bloody uniform on their back.
Right.
They get to send, they're triaged in Germany. They may stay in Germany for 24 hours. They never get out of their clothes.
Right.
Well, the Wounded Warrior Project meets these kids coming out of the war zone. They give them a backpack, which gives them clean clothes, a phone card to call home so that they can let them know that they are alive.
Right.
Sometimes they're missing and they don't know where they are.
Right.
And things to keep them, make them feel more human. They have a female and a male, and they have small, medium, and large. So they could give them gym shorts, socks, just some basic comforts, toiletries to make them feel human again.
Yeah.
Then when they get to the United States, they get a much bigger backpack with more clothes, depending on the season, and books, CDs, gift cards, so that they have something that brings them back into our world just a little softer than just being plopped. And many times they end up in the United States before this project started, still in their bloody uniform after 72 hours. So it's very dear to my heart. And not only do they help them once they, you know, get into the hospital, but then they help them when they have to fill out their VA forms for their benefits. If they need physical therapy, they help them. If their families need help. So they help the whole package.
Right.
And to me, that's just unbelievable.
That's amazing. So tell me a little bit more about this website where you can pick a project and have
it's
your business
called
help
Pink,
that.
It's called Pink Calyx. And there are about 9 or 10 vendors, and I've just been accepted last week.
Oh,
so it's going to take them 2 or 3 weeks to get the images up online. But I think that if you're going to buy jewelry, why not buy jewelry for a cause and donate a little of it to your special group that you want to, you know, support.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. So watch this segue, everybody. You ready to be really impressed? So, Sandy, do you have a lawyer?
I come from a family of doctors and lawyers, unfortunately. But, yes, we have lots of them.
That was weak, and I apologize.
That's okay. But my good friend here is wonderful.
But, Lorna, tell me about Legal Shield, because it's a little bit of a different philosophy, I think, for what people are used to with law firms.
It's a totally different philosophy. It's a philosophy that says everybody should have a legal access to a lawyer.
Right.
Now, Sandy, with her family full of lawyers, may experience that. We hope Sandy's lawyers are in the location of where Sandy has the legal issue.
Right.
In other words, if her family's all out of state and she has her business here, then her family can maybe give her advice. But you know, law changes at the border. So even lawyers use our service.
Well, and I think we also know, right, there's so many different
areas.
Just because you,
because you're an attorney doesn't mean you're representing every.
Yeah, exactly. My brother's an attorney, and I will occasionally call him and say, "What do I do about this?" And he'll be like, "I don't know.
Yeah.
Get a lawyer." Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I had a friend who had a family had a lawyer, and her family was a criminal lawyer, and she said, "Oh, my whole family uses him." I said, "Your whole family are criminals?"
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you need the my 2 second
elevator
overview
speech.
Of it. Yeah, my elevator speech is what Legal Shield does is give people access to lawyers without having to worry about the high hourly cost. And it's a flat monthly fee, so you can budget it. You know how much your legal services are going to cost you. And that flat monthly fee, which starts as little as $17, including for business consultation, going to the most small business will pay is $75 a month.
Wow.
It basically covers everything. My husband, who's an architect, has used them for 14 years, and out of pocket, beyond his monthly budget of his monthly membership, he's maybe spent $1,000.
Okay, so explain to me how that works. So I have a monthly membership at $17. Now, what do I get for that?
You get, first of all, access, both for business as well as personal, to ask of any type of lawyer. In other words, if you need a special lawyer, you can ask for that. On any subject matter, you can call them 5 times a day, 5 times a week, 5 times a year. It doesn't matter how many times you call them. You can have access and with the $17 plan for letters and phone calls written and made on your behalf. You can have contracts reviewed. You can have a full-blown will. Now, I'm starting to get into an area where people are going, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That sounds too good to be true, my mother taught me.
What's the catch here?
I'm going to give you one other good thing for the Atlanta market. We'll also go to court for you if you have a moving violation that's defensible.
Oh, wow.
In other words, a speeding ticket. You know, everybody's going 75 miles an hour. You're the one that gets pulled over.
Yeah.
We'll go to court and probably get the points off your license. Sometimes they even get the ticket dismissed. We'll even protect you in the case of IRS audit or you being sued. So these are all areas that are just day-to-day. It could happen to anybody. And so it's really preventative and how it works. And this was... This was the problem.
Yeah, how does this work?
My husband asked the same thought the same question, didn't ask me when I brought this to him in 1992, and he just couldn't figure it out. It just sounded like it was couldn't be legal, you know, couldn't be possible. And so he said no to it. 7 years later, I discovered when the company I was with was purchased by Legal Shield and I was suddenly working for them that that decision 7 years earlier had cost us about $100,000.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Thanks,
honey. I hold that over his head.
I was going to say, does he do a lot of the vacuuming and taking out the trash for you now?
Exactly. To answer his question and the question a lot of people have, it's a risk pool. Everybody puts in their $17, $26, $75 a month, and the lawyers get paid about a third of that. So they get a nice chunk of change in Georgia. It's around $600,000 a month on retainer. So that law firm looks at you paying your $17 a month as representing that $600,000.
I gotcha.
So you're the biggest client they have, and they're going to treat you as such. And then we also basically we're it's not that we're not prepared. They are absolutely prepared to service every client they need, but it's just that not every client has an issue right now.
Of course.
They take about 500 calls on Mondays, about an average of 400 calls the rest of the week, and they deal with most of those calls before the end of the day. You get a lawyer calling you back within 3 to 6 hours is the guarantee. It's oftentimes minutes, and you have the work done very quickly. So, in fact, the lawyers will tell you they respond more effectively, faster, and whatnot to our clients that are paying $17 a month as opposed to ones that are paying $280 an hour.
Interesting.
So it's a concept that basically in Europe, that's how people get their legal services in Western Europe. So it's just an idea that hasn't caught on yet in this country. Within the next 5 to 10 years, just like health insurance, life insurance, dental insurance, all of the insurances, we'll all have a lawyer, and we'll have a lawyer on retainer for very little amount of money.
That is really, I want to do it.
I know, I'm in.
I know, I'm so in.
Aren't you? Sign me up right now.
I know.
Good.
That's really cool. I mean, because I know there's definitely been times, I'm sure, when anybody in a small business where you're like, you know, I should really have a contract for this, and I should really have somebody review this BS that I just wrote up, or, you know.
And I just spent 6 hours at the traffic court.
So there you go.
Really
you know. Oh, yeah. And even if they don't get you out of the traffic court in terms of the fine, you're in and out because lawyers go first. And so it just saves you time.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and even just doing things like, what about like things like incorporating or figuring out those types of things? That's all stuff you can get help with?
It's either we cover absolutely everything,
okay,
even criminal charges. It's just whether it's covered 100% on a schedule of hours or it's covered on a discount. So you are covered. And as I said, my husband, with having started a business, starting a partnership, ending a partnership, starting another partnership, ending another partnership, all of the things he's done over 14 years as an architect, $1,000 out of pocket beyond his membership.
Wow. So... Well, I don't want to get too – I'm very interested, but I don't want to get too into the details. But obviously, I guess you get different things if you do the $75 version versus the $17 version, and there's probably a few levels in between those two, I would imagine.
Yeah, there are. So we make it very affordable for whatever business, and obviously we do it for individuals. So it's mostly an individual plan, the $17 plan. But I've had businesses use it because they were in a financial crisis, couldn't come up with any more. And then as you need more, you'd simply add on.
So now what's your role? Explain your role in this whole thing.
My role is a wonderful role. I just get to tell people about it.
Oh, that works. So you just get to talk.
I just get to talk. Well, yes, my husband said, oh, good, a business that they pay you for doing what you do anyway. You know, I just get out and network and talk and tell people. We are about to start a $100 million ad campaign across the country. This is a national company, international, actually. We're in Canada as well.
Wow.
But we've never had advertising, so nobody really knows about us.
Yeah.
I am looking for salespeople.
Very cool.
Just to put that word out.
Okay. Duly noted. So while we're doing that, and we need to come back to Sandy too for some contact information, but if people want to be a salesperson for you, how would they find out more information?
A great way to reach me is through my website, which is successnetwork.org. org,
okay.
successnetwork.org, or you can email me at lorna@more4smallbiz.com. So it's lorna@moreforsmallbiz.com. And moreforsmallbiz.com takes you directly to the website for the small business services.
So are there other...
And they can call me.
Okay, do it. Do it. We're here. Do it.
At 770-329-7142.
Okay, so More for Small Biz, is there more than just the Legal Shield stuff on there?
Or yes, I'm glad you asked. We also, in the business plans, that's a little bit more than the $17, but about $40 a month. You also get business consultations. You get a free website. You get access to consultants, because it's not all about legal. It's sometimes, you know, what kind of phone system do I buy? What kind of insurances do I need?
Yeah.
What can I do to build my business more effectively? I'd like to go on the internet. Those are the kinds of questions that our consultants will help you with. The other thing that we can do is add on to that for as little as $45 a month, a whole suite of online tools, business plan builder, CRM, all kinds of tools that are going to help you, a 10-page website, all those things to help you build your business. So we're kind of a one-stop place for somebody starting a business, but we're also going to be there to help them, support them in growing their business.
Right. Very cool. All right, I'm going to try really hard to segue here, and it's going to be interesting. But first, before we jump over to Lori Kay, let's go back to Sandy for contact information for ProWorks and for the new business. Give us some contact info.
Well, you can find my jewelry at Charles Willis in Atlanta, and I do my silver jewelry there. They can always call them and have me meet them as an appointment, because I do personal stuff. I also do bridal jewelry, which is a big market right now. And then my fine jewelry is sold at Topaz Gallery on Peachtree and Golden Fleece on Peachtree.
Okay.
And you can find me at sandy.pearlworks@gmail.com.
Okay.
And pearlworks.net is my website now, and I will have sandyserendipities.com up and going hopefully in the next 6 weeks.
All right, we'll find you.
That's right.
We will find you.
I know, it's such an easy name. And, you know, if one of the stores will be able to help you make an appointment to see me.
Excellent. Oh, because we didn't talk about that. I'm coming over to you, Lori Kay. Hang in there. But we didn't talk about that because you also do personal consultations with people, right?
I do. I do personal consultations. And so if you wanted to contact me directly, the sandy.pearlworks@gmail.com would be the one to get me at.
And so I do have to bring this up because, you know, women who love jewelry, we are all like, oh, personal consultation. I feel so special. And you all get that. But I read in your bio, I love this stuff with the husbands where you're like, I secretly talk to the wife, find out what they like, and only bring those choices to the husband to pick out. I love that.
Yeah,
explain that
business.
A little bit.
Well, they're you know, very businessmen or women are very busy.
Yeah.
And if they have a significant other or they have a wife at home and they want to give her jewelry, which is what she wants. But many men stop giving jewelry because they buy the wrong thing and they don't get the right reaction from their wife or other. And so what I do is I take that unknown totally out of the thing. And so when I talk to the person who is going to buy the jewelry, I get the contact information for the person who's going to receive it. And I tell him, well, I'd like to call her and just find out the kinds of things she likes. Then I meet with her. I have her pick out what she wants. And once she picks out what she wants, I only show him that. So then he can zero in on 10 pieces and not 5,000 pieces.
Right.
And then maybe he'll say, well, this one for birthday, this one for Christmas, this one for anniversary. And it arrives at his office the day of or the day before, wrapped and ready. I mean.
A no-brainer.
I know. All the men listening right now, take note. Because I'm just saying, I have to tell my quick jewelry story. A while ago, I was with somebody who I'm not with anymore. And I said, I really want diamond earrings. I just wanted a freaking pair of diamond earrings. Is that so hard? And so what did I get for the next like two holidays? I got the same thing. Like, he just kept buying me diamond earrings. I'm like, really? One pair was all I needed. I'm like, really? He heard that and he couldn't there was no more creativity. There was nothing else left. So I just got diamond earrings. And then the next holiday, I got diamond earrings, like smaller ones, bigger ones. It looked ridiculous.
Well, you didn't get earrings with holograms of eyes opening and closing on them.
Thank God, no. Thank God, no.
That was the last pair of earrings my husband ever bought for me.
I know a good lawyer.
And I know a good jeweler.
There you go.
Set them straight.
That's right. Exactly. All right. I have no good segue, Lori Kay, so we're just coming to you. Talk to me about photography, woman.
Well, I can tell you that I do a lot of headshots for lawyers.
Excellent.
Good segue. And I do photograph a lot of jewelry as well. And by the way, I am such a jewelry hound that I do a lot of bartering when it comes to jewelry. That's pretty much the only place I barter. So.
Check.
Number two, everyone.
So do you specialize in any particular kind of photography?
Right now, yeah, I do. My biggest market and niche is doing headshots that send a message. For instance, you can look at a picture and a photograph of somebody and you go, gosh, they're sitting there. A, it looks like a school picture.
Yeah.
B, it looks like they're sitting there and going, I hate to have my picture taken.
Right.
It's just a really fake smile, fake whatever. Or they're in a very professional business and they have a snapshot against a wall or, you know, they were cropped out of that family picture and somehow they're using that as their professional image. And what I do when I work with people is I talk to my client when they come in and often before, and we talk about what they do, what are they really good at, why do people come to them, what is their brand, who are they, what are they selling? And I'm going to talk to you about that when you get your picture taken because that's the energy that's going to show up. Hmm. So people come in and almost every 90% of the people that come into the studio are like, I am going to be a challenge. I do not like to have my picture taken. This is going to be hard. I don't want to do this. They leave going, that was so much fun. Someone actually said, this is like a day at the spa. It's all about me and how fabulous I am. And it's like, it is. It truly is because that's the message that you need to put out. We work with your brand and make it happen. And
yeah.
So that's what I'm really, really good at.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm sure we've all seen changes over the years in our various and sundry businesses, but you have to have a picture now. I mean, just to have a LinkedIn profile. I mean, the people that don't have a picture, I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want to link in with
you. Well, it's not the first impression.
Right.
I mean, that's it. You better make a good first impression with your photograph.
Yeah.
With your headshot. So.
And it is interesting. Now, I'm going to tell another ridiculous story on this topic, but I, in addition to radio, I do some in front of the camera work, and so I have headshots. And I started out with a headshot that I had done by someone that did mostly business stuff and also did a lot of high school stuff and whatever. So it's a really pretty picture of me, but it doesn't look like me, first of all. And what would happen is now because I was in this acting and, you know, TV hosting and video kind of world, I would get brought in for auditions that were for suburban soccer mom kind of roles because of the way this picture looked. And then I would get there and they would be like, oh, you're kind of a sassy Northeastern smart alecky urban girl, not soccer mom type at all. No. So even though it was a really pretty picture of me, and it actually was okay for a dating profile because it was a pretty picture of me, but it didn't work for my business. I'm doing air quotes because I don't know if I really call what I'm doing a business, but you know, it didn't work. Mm-hmm. So now I've had to get them redone and I'm still struggling. I've been working with, it's a whole long story. We'll get into that off.
Well, we
off
need
the
to
air.
Talk.
But trying to portray yourself, it's not just to have a nice picture of you.
There's a right.
There's yeah, absolutely.
Right image. There's
it's
a trick
really,
to it.
It's a really, really good point to that because, and also there's some really other great ways to use your headshot to bring in business. Several of the different ways that I have worked with people, you should always have a picture of yourself on your business card. Mm-hmm. People don't think of it or they think it's a little narcissistic or whatever. Mm-mm. But the fact is you go to a networking event, you get those 100 cards, and you don't remember who is who.
Oh, but, I can't tell you how many times. Have you guys been?
Oh.
I cannot tell you how many times. Like 3 weeks later, I'm looking through the stack of cards. I'm like, who is this?
And where did I meet them?
Right,
and all
nothing.
That. So two things I always suggest when I part of my package is I design a business card for you as well. If you choose to have it printed, great. If not, you know, there's many different ways to do it. But excuse me. There's two things that are really important with that. One is that you need to have a place where people can put notes. So you don't want to do glossy on both sides. You want to have an area where people can write notes on there and say, mm-hmm. okay, I met them at ProWin. The other thing is having your picture. Key, key, key. And also having that same picture on the bottom of your emails. Consistency in branding. And also, again, you're having an email conversation with somebody and they don't know what you look like or, you know, they vaguely remember what you look like. And you may have some words. You know, email is one of those questionable things. You never know quite how something's going to to come across.
Right.
Well, at the bottom of the email, they have this wonderful picture of you smiling.
Yeah.
They're going to take the better side of whatever, however you're saying something, you know.
So I just told you off.
Yeah.
But I'm smiling. So it's all good.
Exactly. It helps. It helps.
Yeah.
And also a lot of companies that there are Indian groups and there are international Brazilian groups along with the American groups. There's a lot of cultural differences. So, for instance, I have the hardest time remember American names, let alone Indian names or Brazilian names,
sure,
or anything outside of the norm for me. And having a picture of that person at the bottom of their email just makes them so much more human, because we tend to separate ourselves a little bit when we're dealing with different groups that we don't understand. We tend to pull ourselves away. Mm-hmm. But you have a picture of that person and they're human and they're smiling and they're looking at you. It's just a really great way to keep a good business going and the camaraderie going, the morale up, and have everybody work well together.
Do you feel like people are aware that they need, obviously there are people aware that they need a picture, but I feel like it's not quite all the way there yet. I think a lot of people are still doing just that, like grab it out of the family snapshot or the picture against the wall. They're like, oh, honey, just take a picture of me and I'll just slap it up there. I need something, you know?
It's my personal mission to let everyone know
that they really need a professional shot.
They really do. And I do a lot of speaking engagements where I go to these different groups and all types of groups, you know, jugglers, Santa Claus associations.
I love it.
I mean, obviously Santa Claus is kind of know they need to have a headshot because everybody has a specific Santa in mind. But there's a lot of different things all the way up to CEOs and just even associates, the person. Anybody at the office needs to have their picture available to them so everyone knows who they're talking to.
Well, it's interesting, too. The younger people I've noticed sometimes in the workforce, they get the social networking side of things maybe more than we do. But they have that picture with their sunglasses on outside, like with the beer that's like you can't see it, but you see the top of the bottle in their hand or whatever. And that's their professional picture. And, you know, if you're a 40-something-ish manager looking to hire somebody, and that's the picture you see, you're like, oh, you know, kid, partier.
Yeah, yeah.
I just bought something online, and I had a choice of 5 people to buy it from, and I clicked through until I found a picture that I liked.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what the level of the person in the company and how they're much expertise, but when I saw a picture that I liked, was the one I bought. From.
That's a really great point. That's why it's so many law offices and financial people that you need to feel safe with, they mm-hmm. all have all of their employees listed on their websites now, because that's where people are going to connect. It brings a feel of safety when they know who you are and they see a picture and they see your bio. Mm-hmm. Any company doesn't have that as crazy. I don't care what you're selling, what you're doing. If you don't have the people that are out there, their picture there, that you lose the opportunity to connect.
Yeah.
Same thing with entrepreneurs. I work a lot with entrepreneurs, and I'm amazed how many people come in and don't really have a brand yet, don't really know who their ideal client is.
Yeah.
And I'll work with them for, you know, an extra 20 minutes to find out who's your ideal client, because we need a picture that's going to appeal to them. Just like you were saying, you know, making sure this person, you're their ideal client, and they may have a picture that appeals to you.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you're selling jewelry to teenagers, you're going to have a different profile picture than if you're selling jewelry to brides, right? Or, you know, professionals or whatever. So mm-hmm. it is very interesting. So you might actually have 2 different headshots. Here, I'm getting you some business right now.
Thank you.
Focus. You might actually have 2 different headshots, you know, one for your silver business that's a little bit less expensive and one for your higher end, right? Because you're selling to 2 different markets in that scenario. So call Lori Kay when you guys walk out and work that out. Just saying. Just putting it out there.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And it is such a visual world now. Occasionally I do a lot of different things, but you'll talk to people about marketing and they'll just have all these words on a page and you're like, no, I need pictures. Even for something that's, you know, illegal. There's not a visual element. You're not selling jewelry, you're selling a service, but still you've got to have photographs and probably of people looking like they got served in a good way, you know, that they're happy and they have their briefcase and they're like moving on with their entrepreneurial ventures or whatever, right? You can't just throw a bunch of words out there anymore.
Well, I'll give you an interesting experience. We just were rebranded and as a company, and they spent millions and millions rebranding us, and all of the pictures were from people from behind. You never ever see people shot from behind in photographs. Every single image, families, individuals, couples from behind with a thin, our logo, a thin line,
right,
a shield above their head, that they didn't worry about what was going on behind them. Interesting. They could be out in an open field. So pictures, and that, it was interesting hearing them explain.
Why,
the back of people. Because if you first look at it, you go, why are those people showing us their backside and not their front? You always see their faces. But it created this sense when people look at those images.
Of safety.
Oh,
yeah.
Safety, protected. That's why I'm buying this. And it totally shifted the whole, you know, we've always said people should have our service. It's a right of everybody. It's on the Supreme Court, equal justice under law.
Yeah.
But it's more that people buy our services to feel protected.
Yeah.
And so that was, it was the photography that really did that.
Well, it's interesting too, because if you're looking at the back of somebody, you can put yourself in their shoes very easily. If you look mm-hmm. at their face, you're like, oh, that's not me. But if you're looking at just like, mm-hmm. it's a family, I'm a family, you know, or it's a professional woman, I'm a professional woman. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
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 That would be an interesting headshot for me. Just take a picture of my back, and then we'll put that on, you know, like and see one. How many jobs I can get with that.
I actually had, I do a lot of dating profiles too. So people, we do dating pictures. And I had a woman, she said, I can't sit still. I can't do this. I can't do that. And she actually absolutely loved this picture of the back of her head. And I said, why would you put a picture of the back of your head on for a dating profile picture? She goes, my hair looks great.
Oh, my God. And if you're trying to date a stylist, maybe yeah. that's a good thing. But otherwise, yes. I'm thinking men don't really care that much about that.
No.
It's funny that you said that. We should talk later, too, because all of a sudden, I have all these girlfriends who are like, can you please help me with my dating profile? Because I actually met somebody online. But I don't think it was because my profile was so miraculous. I think it was because I didn't care. You know how it is. When you don't care, that's when you meet somebody. So I like completely didn't care. And so now I actually have a boyfriend. Go me. But now all my girlfriends are like, oh, can we talk? Can we get together? Can you come over? I want help with my profile. So I think I should start another business.
I think there's a business in that.
I really do. Because I think people.
We should team up.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We'll hook up. You'll do the photograph. Yes. We'll sit down with them together. And we'll
I'll style the picture.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. We'll get them in some good jewelry. And then, you know, I'll
protect them.
That's right. Yeah. All the schmoes online. That's
but
right.
But tell me, since you've been doing the online dating, does it not drive you absolutely crazy when people profile pictures where they're way, way in the back or they're backlit and you can't see a single feature in their face?
Or there's two people.
Or there's two
people.
So
you can't figure out which one's which.
Or it's with their ex-girlfriend, or maybe it's a daughter and just looks like the ex-girlfriend.
Right. Oh, that's the worst. Really? Why do you have a picture of yourself with a girl? Like, I don't care if it's your daughter. I don't.
Or the picture that my favorites are the ones in the bathroom with the urinal in the background.
Oh, nice. I didn't get lucky enough to see any of those, thank God. Yeah. But no, or the other ones that kill me are sunglasses. I mean, everybody looks good in sunglasses, right? Like, right. Dude, take those off because I want to see what you actually look like.
Or the 20-year-old picture, and then you show up and you're like, oh, wow.
All right. Here you go. Here's another story for you. I had this one guy say to me, and he looked okay. He was a lawyer, of course. He looked okay in his picture. You know, not great, but he looked okay. He seemed nice enough in the little online conversation we had before we were going to meet in person. And he made a point of saying to me in his email, by the way, Dana, I look like my picture. With no other question, no other comment. I didn't ask him if he looked like his picture. I would assume that if you put a picture out there, you should look like it.
But not true.
Right. But so he volunteers, I look like my picture. So I say to myself, okay, Is he saying that because he wants me to say whether I look like my picture? I don't know. I'm just going to ignore it because, in fact, it was that pretty picture of me. I just did the air quotes. That pretty picture of me that didn't actually look like me. So I didn't want to be like, well, I look like my picture because I actually thought I looked better than my picture. So I wasn't going to be like a giant egomaniac and be like, I look better than my picture, you know? Anyway, I show up to meet this guy at a bar. And can I just say, ladies, he was far doughier in person than he looked in his picture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why make a point of saying you look like your picture when you're clearly at least 20 or 30 pounds heavier than that? Now, come on.
And pictures put weight on you. So,
come on.
Not if you have a good photographer.
That's right. But also, clearly the picture was, it had to be at least 5 years old. It had to be.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but really, people, that's another, I think, important question for business. How often should people be retaking?
Well, I think if your look changes, you know, most people do them about every 3 to 5 years.
But this is the thing. I think people are not self-aware, Lori Kay, because they don't realize they've – this guy really think – I think he really thought he looked like his picture.
Yeah.
He didn't. I think you should be – I think we should just make a broad statement here that everyone should probably do it, right, like every 3 years.
Yeah.
Because you do change. I don't care what anybody says. You either get better, you get worse, you get – taller, shorter, fatter, thinner, older, younger. I don't care, but
yeah,
you change.
The most interesting one to me is when people, and I get this because I'm a definitely heavier than I normally am. I don't really want to have my picture taken right now, but this is what I look like.
Right.
So I want to have a picture of me now. And guess what? I get to take it, do it again when I'm thinner. And
right.
It feels even better.
And
so,
you can
or
still,
whenever.
And as you said, with a good photographer, you can, and it's the same thing with clothes and jewelry and whatever. You make the best of what you have right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, as women are lucky in that way because we have cosmetics and we have hairdos and we got scarves and we got jewelry and we got all kinds of things to pretty us up when we're not feeling our best.
But with online dating, you really want to put who you are out there because you want to attract someone who wants that, not something else.
Yeah.
So I don't understand when people put things out there that doesn't represent who they are. You want to attract someone who wants you,
right.
Not someone else.
Right. Because then you do that thing where you're pretending to be something for 3 months and then you're just like exhausted. You're like, I can't be this anymore. This is too much work.
Yes.
Moving on.
I wanted to talk about where jewelry fits in the 21st century for businesswomen.
Do it.
Because your jewelry does reflect who you are. And you have a great colorful, Lori has a great colorful necklace on of multicolored pearls and stones and crystals. And it's very sparkly, matching your personality. You're tailored. This is...
I wish we had a camera
Linda,
in here right
this
now.
This tailor has a beautiful woven silver necklace choker on. Just
yeah.
Very classy. And so, and you have really fun, bead, long, fancy,
thanks.
Black bead. They fit your personality. In business, you need to have jewelry that reflects your personality as well. And many times, just because I know what looks good on somebody doesn't mean that you know what looks good on you.
Yeah.
And as a professional person, if you're a CFO of a corporation, you need to have that power outfit, not just in clothes,
right.
But in jewelry. Not, you know, diamonds, but well-tailored, expensive-looking pieces that actually show who you are.
Yeah.
So another service I offer for women in business is that I will come to your home and you can show me what some of your outfits are that you use. I'll come back and show you some suggestions for that, or even better yet, pull out what you've got that you're not using in the back of your drawer that's broken. So I recycle, reuse, redesign existing pieces of jewelry that people have. Everybody's got beads someone brought them from Africa, or that little bracelet that they got, or that necklace they got when they were 16, or when they got married, they got a strand of pearls from their husband, and you know they want a better strand of pearls, or they want to upgrade their diamond. Oh, I do engagement rings. All
right.
I can upgrade your diamond. But you need to have age-appropriate jewelry.
Yeah.
You don't want the little tiny skinny silver chain with a little drop when you're 40 years old.
I have one of those on underneath.
That's
here.
No, but it's probably a diamond.
So I have a little D.
That's
for
okay,
my
but
initial.
It's still that's fine. But do you understand what
I do.
I'm saying?
I do.
You know,
it's interesting too. It's interesting how we can make something all tie together because I actually can tie this back to the law in a very strange way. So just hang in with me. But I think people can wear bigger jewelry than they think they can too, especially as we get older.
And
you know how we hate our necks. But
you know why husbands buy their wives little jewelry? Because they don't want to spend the money.
Yeah.
And they tell their wife they look good in little jewelry.
Right.
And that's just
no. I always admire like big neck, and you have a beautiful like kind of bigger piece on right now on your Lori Cam. It's radio, so no one knows who I'm looking at. But I think like I bought a necklace not too long ago, like a costume piece, but that was really big and colorful and bright, and I was a little nervous to wear it because it was really bold. But once I had it on with the outfit and everything, I got so many compliments on it. People I think just wouldn't say anything if they didn't like it. And whenever I see other people in big jewelry like that, I'm like, wow, that looks great. I don't know if I have the courage to do it, but I think that's something people don't realize that they can pull it off, you know, which is now here's how I'm going to bring it back to the law. Did you guys used to watch Boston Legal? Is that what it was called?
Yes, I love that show. And great jewelry in that show.
That's what I was going to say. Candace Bergen had the most incredible signature necklaces, like these giant, really, and she was supposed to be the super high-end, very expensive partner in this huge law firm. She was always dressed impeccably and she had these amazing necklaces. So if you can find me some of those, Sandy, we will talk because
yes.
I always love that. I love the idea of having a signature style like that.
But what you can do if some people aren't comfortable in big, have a platinum wire wrapped black diamond necklace that's small around your neck with a little black diamond drop that you can wear in the shower, to bed. That's classy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you need to work people into bigger things, maybe. I think it's hard to just jump into something big if you're not used to it. But I love that look.
Well, I'm a very big person. I'm 5'10", and I and big. And
so you can pull it off.
Little,
yeah.
Little tiny earrings and whatnot. I mean, these are the smallest earrings I have, probably. In fact, I want to talk with you about how to get these wonderful costume earrings I had, but I need them in real silver. But I this is my look. This is what I wear most of the time, and because I am very tailored. I'm big, but I'm tailored.
Right.
I started just by accident buying a few pieces of turquoise and things like that, and I have this one big chunky turquoise necklace.
I bet it looks fabulous on you.
People come up to me and go, oh my God, but it still doesn't feel like me. You know, it's me playing at jewelry, me playing at being a...
Well, it's your casual look. It's not your business
but
look.
Also, Sandy,
no,
don't you think that's...
business look.
Don't you think that's, like, playing with it is part of it? Like, once you get started... I don't know
absolutely.
But recently I've gotten started playing with makeup. And I was I never did it before. I didn't care. I just did the same thing every day, day after day. I just didn't have time. And all of a sudden, I think it's because I'm doing more in front of the camera stuff. And I've had makeup people doing my makeup and things I liked and didn't like and whatever. So I started playing with it. And now that I'm playing with it, I'm getting better at it. And I'm getting more used to myself mm-hmm. with a different eyeshadow look or a different lip color or whatever. And I think jewelry is the same way.
And one of the things that's brought that to the forefront are better eyebrows.
Yeah.
And that starts... rolling. And if you go to someone who does really good eyebrows, you get great makeup as a result of it, and you get taught how to use it.
Yeah.
Can I put a plug in there?
Because
Authentic Beauty.
Beauty, I was just going to say, because that, yeah, that's who I go
amazing.
To.
They are amazing. Yeah, Allie, she is the guru of eyebrows.
Oh, where is that located?
It's over in Buckhead.
It's on Roswell Road, across from it's a childcare place.
Okay, anyway, Lorna, don't you feel like we're, like, out of the loop? These two know exactly, and we're like, wait, what? What's going
yeah,
on here?
Yeah.
She's got her pen out.
Authentic
well,
Beauty,
need,
it's just,
it.
it's inside the perimeter on Roswell Road, about a mile north, or half a mile north of Wyuka and West Wyuka.
Yeah.
They
okay.
do they do all my makeup for my headshots. They send people down, and
Crystal
I have my clients
is amazing.
Go to them.
So where are you located?
I'm down in Old Fourth Ward, and okay. most people don't know where that is. It's a very upcoming, trendy neighborhood, but it's between Inman Park and downtown, just south of Virginia Highlands.
Okay, and we didn't give your contact info, Lori Kay, let's do that.
It's Lori Kay at Lori Kay Photography is my email, and so obviously my website is Lori Kay, and that's LoriKay Photography.
Okay.
You can catch me on LinkedIn. I have lots and lots of stuff on Facebook, so lots of places. If you just put in Lori Kay and Google it, you'll get about 5 pages of me.
So you send people up to Authentic Beauty to get their makeup.
Or the makeup artist comes down to my studio.
Okay, so people have some options. Mm-hmm. If they're busy, they don't have to hit 2 places. They can get it all done in one stop.
Yep, exactly.
What about hair?
They do hair there as well.
They do hair there. I don't use their hair because I have 5 fabulous salons in my building.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm at Studioplex. And if you guys know anything about Studioplex, it's a really hot location to go to. We do lots of art walks, lots of gallery openings. We just had a birdhouse social fundraiser for Architects for Humanity. There's always a fun event. We have a winter festival coming up. It's a glass festival.
Oh, cool.
Janky Glass actually blows glass right across from my studio. So it's a really fun, trendy, artsy area, and it's transitioning, but we have some of the best restaurants in town. Serpa's restaurant is right there. Rathbun's is right across the street.
Yeah, I've been over there, kind of in that general vicinity. I know where you mean.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So you make it easy for people. There's hair, there's makeup. Because I think that's always another reason people don't run out to get a headshot, because they're kind of like, I don't know how to put all these pieces together. What do I wear? Do I do my own hair? I don't think I do it that great. What do I do? You know,
and actually, I would really love to consult Sandy, because I just tell my clients to bring their closet, because they really don't know exactly. And I give them basics. I said, but if you're not sure, bring it. Let's sit down and play with it. And jewelry, and they just throw out all the jewelry on the counter. And I would love to have some better ideas of how to pick out for them. I know with photographs, you have to be a little careful about, you want it to bring their personality out, but it can't be so big or blingy. It can be big. It just can't be blingy.
But you know, with jewelry photography for designers, they don't wear jewelry in the picture, because how can they pick their favorite piece?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then if it's something they made and somebody wants it, well, I don't make it again. So most of them wear like white pearl earrings of
something
some
simple
and an empty neckline, because it's, you want them to know the face, but the jewelry is a whole different ballgame. And you never in the jewelry industry put your own picture on your business card.
Interesting.
You can put a picture of your jewelry
interesting.
Or your business logo, but you do not promote your face.
Interesting.
It's not safe.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not safe.
Huh. If you have expensive stuff and people. Right yeah, now. Interesting. Interesting. Little tidbit. Who would have thunk?
I never would have.
I know. Me neither. Okay. Well, we're learning here on Business Radio X, and I like that. I like when we can all learn something. All right. Well, we're getting towards the end of our show, so I want to make sure that we've covered everything everybody wants to cover, because I know we've been bouncing around a lot. So, Lorna, is there anything else about Legal Shield or about what you're doing or about networking or anything else that you want to share?
Well, one thing, because it's such a new concept, even though we've been around for 40 years, our law firm here locally has been servicing us for 26 years. I want people to know, it's a month-to-month contract. You're not going into a long-term contract. Oh. We have to prove ourselves every month, and I really work with my clients to make sure that they get their money's worth out of the service. We educate people to use our service, unlike most insurance products.
Where they don't want you to use it?
We want you to use us. And
so you don't get charged more if you...
No. In fact, your policy actually, your plan actually increases in value, but we've never increased the price to existing clients.
Wow.
So at the end of 5 years, you've got hours and hours of suit protection that you didn't, the same price that when you started. So we encourage people to keep their service, but we don't ever tell them you've used too much. In fact, I've never heard of anybody even complaining about that.
You know what, that brings me, I was thinking about this when you were talking earlier, but where do the lawyers come from? Are they all from one firm, and is it different firms across town? How does that work?
That's a great question, because there are a few other services out there. You probably won't run into them unless you're working in a company where they come in and offer it as an employee benefit. Our approach is to have a law firm in each state that is responsible. Then they go out and get referral attorneys. So if you have a speeding ticket in Valdosta, it's not our law firm from Atlanta that would go down to Valdosta. They would have a referral attorney down there, but it's attorneys being responsible to attorneys, and they know each other. They all network together. They all know each other.
Okay.
So they can basically go out into their network of attorneys and find pretty much any attorney that you want.
Okay.
Even real, I had a question that was very, very specific in tax area, and I needed an answer real quickly. They found them for me.
Very cool. So, okay, yeah. Good to know. I think we'll all be signing up afterwards.
Yeah, I have a whole list of things I need. So
I know. I was thinking that too. Interesting.
We'll talk.
That's right. We'll all have to talk offline. And before we, did you have anything else you wanted to?
Yeah, I have three really quick points.
Okay.
What's the traditional gift given to a bride by her bridegroom? Is either a pearl necklace or a pearl bracelet. You don't just give her the diamond ring and the wedding band.
You give her something more.
For the dinner the night before, and it's something that she ends up being able to wear on the day she's married, which is wonderful. A second thing, what do you do with unwanted jewelry?
Great question.
I take jewelry, I get it refined for you, and give you money back for the refining. Please don't mail it off somewhere, or don't go to some guy twirling in the street, I buy gold. Please. Because you only get about 50% of what you would get otherwise. And I just do a straight per hour charge, and you get everything else. That's a wonderful service that I offer. And also, how do you teach a child to take care of jewelry? It's a very important thing, because many kids growing up now don't know how to take care of jewelry. And I started from a very early age, letting my kids, you know, go to their religious services or parties with something on, and then they came back and gave that thing that had value back to mommy. And so when they wanted it, they could wear it, but they had to return it. Lots of inexpensive things they could play with if they lost it, no problem. But it's something we as parents need to teach our children, because if they don't have that model, they don't learn how to take care of their jewelry. And that's a very important thing.
Yeah, I've lost some great things over the years. It's very, very sad.
I have
even
only
as an adult.
I have only two retail shows I do a year. So if you email me sandy.pearlworks@gmail.com and let me put you on my list, I will let you know where they are. They're usually in the spring and the fall. There'll be one in October.
Very cool.
And there you can see everything I do. And then contact me if we can do some one-to-one stuff.
Very cool. And Lori Kay, anything to add?
I will, because we're going into holiday season, and one of the things I offer are holiday family pictures and kids pictures. I did that exclusively for about 10 years when I lived in Colorado. And I absolutely love doing families and babies and kids. And so one of the things I'm offering this season is to kind of go back to my roots, and we're doing a lot more of that. So right now, if you set up an appointment with me and you mention ProWin or Business Radio X, then you can get a discount, and you part of what you're going to get with that is a free digital image that you can use for your holiday cards.
Very cool. I've always wanted to do, before I get too old and sad looking, because my daughter's like all grown
glamour
up.
Shots. They used to have them, and they don't have them anymore.
That's because you never look like your picture.
I know. But they were some beautiful pictures.
Right. They were. I always wanted to do something with my daughter, you know, because she's, my daughter will be 20 next week, I think. And so, I'm like, I'd love to do something with her because we're just like, it's just the two of us and we're just really super tight. You know, we're like the Gilmore girls. I like to say the Gilstein girls, but whatever. I would just love to get a picture before, because she's changing, you know. I mean, yeah. She's still young, but she's, you know, almost grown, and I'm not changing for the better at this point. So, you know, I want to capture this before. I know my mom had a bunch of pictures done when she was in her 40s, and they're beautiful pictures. You know, yeah. She's still beautiful, but, you know, to capture that age is sort of
three
nice.
Of you.
I know. I've thought about that, too, maybe over Thanksgiving or Christmas or something when everyone's in town, you know.
You know, it's really important, especially when kids are going off to college, because it gets harder and harder to get with them when they go to college.
Oh, yeah.
To college. So grabbing those shots now, you know, it's a great time to
even
do
my
that.
Daughter's away, and she didn't come home this summer. It was so hard. I was like, you know, you pretend you're happy for them. You're like, oh, that's great, honey. You enjoy your summer in Boston. Don't worry about what sounds. I'm not crying. No, I'm fine. You know,
take advantage of the holidays while they're here.
Yeah, totally. But I think in pictures too is a great point. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go around and do contact information one last time before we wrap up, because I want to make sure everyone can get in touch with you. So Sandy.
Sandy.pearlworks@gmail.com.
And Lorna.
Lorna@more4smallbiz.com.
And Lori K.
Lori K. at LoriKphotography.com.
Could you spell that, please, again?
LoriKay.
Right.
Once you see it, you can't forget it. It's kind of your own little brand.
It is.
I like it. Okay. Well, this has been our show, and I think that we did a pretty good job of combining photography, jewelry, and the law. Why not? You know? Why not? It's a perspective, and today it's a chic perspective. So there you go. That is our show today. Thanks to ProWin for being a great sharing a sponsorship with us and bringing all these lovely women to our show. And I'm Dana Barrett. This has been Chic Perspectives, and we will see you next quarter with this one, and probably next week with another Chic Perspectives show.